Republican Executive Counselor, Newsmaker Janet Stevens joining us, GMI Studios. How are you, Counselor?
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Don't tell me. That was the old Rye cell phone connection thing, right?
It is. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I just laughed, though, in pockets of the seacoast that are pretty populated, that your cell phones, not you, the cell phone service stinks. Hey, good morning. I hope you've been well, enjoying the summer.
I have been. Thanks a lot. It's been busy. The council wrapped up June, the end of the fiscal year, with about 200 contracts. We meet tomorrow. Short agenda, but I think one of the most exciting agenda items that we passed was the Veterans Campus,
yes,
which I know veterans causes are very near and dear to you, and a good friend of ours will be on shortly, Mr. Phil Taub. And, you know, I'm very proud of my efforts on behalf of the Veterans Campus, and I'm proud to be aligned with Swim With a Mission. They're going to step up and help with the operating costs of this facility.
You know, Counselor, thank you for this and your support, because I don't really think, and I'm going to let you talk about it, I don't think a lot of people in the veteran community or their families understand what you just talked about in Franklin. I don't know of anything like this in the country, certainly New England, where you're going to have a campus of veteran support and care and facilities and programs. It's literally like opening a college for veterans in Franklin, New Hampshire.
Absolutely, Jack. And I know I've been hearing from my American Legion members that at their national conference, this was the buzz. This is the first of its kind in the nation. And we, again, signed off on that $23 million to revitalize the 15-acre campus in Franklin, where we're going to address housing issues. There's going to be 31 units of permanent housing. There's going to be 30 respite retreat beds. And there's going to be centralized care. That could take the form of, you know, therapeutic, recreational sports to substance use disorder treatment for our veterans. But it's going to be centralized on one campus. And it's going to make life a lot easier for our veterans. And again, the first of its kind in the nation.
Well, again, Counselor, thank you so very much. It is not a small fact. It's huge. And New Hampshire's leading the way. And I think if we do it right, even though, you know, we don't have a huge military installation here. We have Pease in the refueling wing, which is vibrant. We have the shipyard. But we don't have, like, you know, we're not North Carolina or some of these states that have a huge military installation. We have a high veteran population per capita. And I think, though, because of folks like what you're doing here, Swim With a Mission, Veterans Count, and the dozens of other nonprofits, I think we can become the most veteran-friendly state in the United States of America, and I think we should.
I couldn't agree with you more, and my motto is anything and everything for our troops. And just recently, my 99-year-old constituent, Mr. Ray Goulet, passed away on the 4th of July, and he was a great American. He was on the first wave, the landing at Omaha, great American. And when he hit an obstacle in getting a wheelchair with the VA, I went right to Phil. We were poised to hop on a phone call. And luckily, you know, the wheelchair came through. But our veterans should not have to fight. So it's great to have a resource such as Veterans Count. And I'm going to tell you, our U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan, it's incredibly disappointing the way that she has treated our troops. I have a constituent for a year and a half who has 12 physical disabilities. He served 20 years in the Navy, a series of traumatic brain injuries, PTSD. He's in a holding pattern for a year and a half on disabilities. And it got to the point that he had to seek inpatient care, and that was in Florida. You know, we need to do anything and everything for our troops, and she's not doing it.
Real quickly, Executive Counselor Janet Stevens, Republican, the Seacoast District for the Executive Council. You mentioned there's a council meeting this week, and are there any other big issues or items coming up?
You know, we meet tomorrow. We have roughly 40 items. I think what's exciting, Jack, is that we just interviewed three circuit court judges and a superior court justice, and great candidates. And, you know, we responded I responded to the request of Judge King and Justice Nato. We had a backlog when we took over the Executive Council, and we have done a really great job of addressing this backlog by getting, you know, judges and justices that can hit the ground running. Because, you know, our housing situation, our housing crisis, we're, you know, it's likely that we're going to start seeing an uptick in evictions. Invest New Hampshire is going to do great work, you know, keeping folks in their homes. But, you know, I'm very excited. I think we had some great candidates that came before us last week.
Councilwoman Stevens, Janice Stevens, Seacoast Republican, we'll get you back again soon. Thanks for joining us, Network of News Talk Stations.
Thanks so much, Jack, and thanks for all you do for our veterans.
Thank you.
Take care.